We are on Chavetz Amid Beis. Rav Moshe is not here. Yesterday he asked the question, so I'm going to wait till he comes to address his question that he asked on yesterday. Only fearing that he get to air the answer that he on the question that he asked, so we'll wait. Okay, we are up to Tana Rabbanan, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th line from the top, 29b. Tana Rabbanan, lives us as B'nai V'lalos L'Rego. A guy has money to either redeem his son or to go up to Rego. Paidas B'nai V'Akachay L'Rego. Tana Kama says, first you do Pidyon Aben, then you go L'Rego. Rabbi Hudaimer, why? Shazu mitzvah veres, shazu mitzvah sheinah veres. Pidyon Aben can be done at a later date. Aliyah l'rego, you miss it, you miss it. It's Shavuos. You got to go to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't say, I'm going to go to Beis HaMikdash a week after Shavuos. It doesn't work. The mitzvah aliyah l'rego is to be there Yom Tov. Therefore, it's a mitzvah veres, and that takes precedence. That the Gemara Mishlam will rebuke the Kedukamer Taima. The Yehuda explains himself. And the Rabbanan might tell you, what is the reason of the Rabbanan? So the Gemara, the Rabbanan, call, b'ner, b'necho tivda, v'hadu lo yiro upon reka. In the same pasuk, it puts Pidyon Aben and Aliyah l'rego, and therefore, the Torah is insisting on that order. B'nei nechinami. In Svara, Mitzray Varis takes precedence. But if we hear the Torah wrote Mepharish the opposite order, that tells us not to go with Mitzray Veres, and the Yehuda says we follow the regular rule that Mitzray Veres goes first. Now, there's a few questions that have to be addressed on this sugya. First of all, I'd like to comment on the question that Moshe asked yesterday. He asked, how can a Kayan come and collect Pidyon Aben? It's Mama Shein Lu Taiva. Who's the Kayan that has a right to come and collect Pidyon Aben? I'm not Mechuyiv to give it to that Kayan or that Kayan. The mama that nobody can collect. I think it was Ramayi, he asked the question. So who is this Kayan that's coming to collect the Mishabatim? The guy will look at him and says, who are you? Like, where are you coming from? Who decided? What gave you the right? So the Ritva asked the Kasha and the Shitil and Reidilami. And they answer, there's many truths of Sadam, many, a few truths. Ritva's answer is, it's called Makire Kahunam. We've had this before mentioned, that anybody that gives his matanas to one kayan, and that kayan always gets it, it's as if it's his right. And therefore he can come and collect the Pidyon Aben, because he is the kayan of choice of that Yisrael. Always. For his truma, for everything. Therefore he becomes the kayan of choice, and it's like the other kahalim give up the right, and they stand back for this guy. It's called Makire Kahuna, the Gemara mentions in a number of places. That is one teretz. Another teretz, they say, is that the father wrote a shtar in which he promised to redeem his kid by this kayan. Now, he didn't give him the money, so it's worthless, except it gives the kayan a right to collect, because the father has designated him, they say with a shtar, that maybe verbally is not enough, to be the kayan that has the ability to collect the Pidyon Aben. I'm sorry?
We're talking about the guy himself.
Or the guy himself might have designated the kayan before he sold the land. Anyway, that's the story, the two terutzim they give, and therefore that's how they answer that kasha. The other kasha this sugya is, the halacha is, you're not mechuyev to spend more than a fifth of your money for any mitzvah. You don't spend more than a chaymish of money for a mitzvah. The Gemara says you have 5 shkoslon. Should you redeem yourself? Should you redeem your son? The answer is none. You don't give all your money away for a mitzvah. You mechuyev to spend a fifth, no more than a fifth. That's what the halacha says. Doctor, you have to just wait till I finish. Same thing is true in the next Gemara. The Gemara says, to do Pidyon Aben or to be Eilu L'Rego, says, which one you do first? You don't do any. So some want to learn that the fifth of his money was the Chamesh Lohim. That's what some want to learn. Not so simple, because why would the Kayan go collect Lekuchas? You don't go to Lekuchas for a debt if the guy has money. I don't care whether he's mechuyev to give it to you or not, but he has money. You can't go to the buyer to collect the land when the guy still has cash on hand. He has 25. That's why he had 5 to spend, and he spent it on his son, right? He's not mechuyev to spend more than the mitzvah, but he can't send the kohen, can't go and collect from somebody else. He still has cash. So there's a number of terutzim said, I'll give the Mishnah Berurah's terutz, the Bir Halacha and Hilchos Sukkah, Hilchos Lulav. The Bir Halacha says the following answer. This Halacha Mevazbez HaYevazbez Yaisim Mechaybish is for two people. Either for the wealthy, they shouldn't become poor. Or for the people who are not collecting tzedakah, who are not very poor, or who don't have a job. And this is going to put them under. So the halacha is to not spend more than a fifth of your money, so you should have to collect tzedakah. We don't want you to collect tzedakah, because you're making it on your own. So just make it on your own. But let's say the guy has a source of income. So this is not going to put him on the tzedakah rolls. It just happens this is all the money he has now. But he has a job. He will have money next week. He won't have to collect tzedakah. Or, he's already on the tzedakah rolls. So this guy is not going to be any different than he was before. Then the halacha mevazbez hayevazbez yaisim mechaymish does not apply. A big chiddush in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that person has to spend his last 5 shloim on pidyon haben, either because he has a job that will replenish what he needs, or because he's already taking tzedakah. So he'll take more. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Sukkah. Anybody can look it up in Hilchos Lulav. I believe it's in Siman Tav Reish Samach. I don't remember correctly, I think so, or Tafrei Samech Aleph around there, and that's what the Bir Halacha writes. It's a very long Bir Halacha. Fine, yes, doctor.
I'm almost here now.
What?
I'm here now.
I sent the tariffs.
Oh, okay. You said all mitzvahs. That I thought it was does not include.
Okay, so, okay, listen. Pesumi Nisi is different. Ask him. But we're not talking about Pesumi Nisi here. Talking about Pidyon HaBen.
No,
number
not
one.
Aware of that,
number two is, Loisessa, you're not spending money on the Loisessa. That's not to transgress. I was talking about Mitzvahs Aseh. Positive Mitzvahs, and there's a few exceptions of Pesumi Nisi, which Mr. Brewer is very bothered by. By the way, he asked the Kasha, why don't I have to spend more money on a lulav, which is a deraisa, than on Chanukah, which is a drabanan? But that's not our issue now. We're not learning that sugya now. We'll leave it alone. But that is fact. For Pesumei Nisa, which is 3 mitzvahs, Talit Kaisis, Chanukah, and Megillah, you have to spend more than a fifth. Correct. Even though not everybody agrees to that, but it's not the sugya now.
And if there's avoiding a lot.
Again, that's not called. You're right, but you're picking my words. When I meant to spend on a mitzvah, I meant a positive.
Okay.
To avoid a negative, you're going to do
all
your own.
All
mitzvahs meant all positive mitzvahs. Right. Next.
If Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, Eilu Rengel says, wait, because Eilu Rengel is going to be later, and this is, you can. So when they have the lekuchas and you have the
hiring. Nobody said a word about lekuchas here.
I know, but let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda to the other case. Why doesn't he just wait? The Bali Karka will say, don't take from me. Wait till he earns more money.
He don't wait. He's even bidding a bet. Every day you violate a mitzvah.
So why don't we see that tomorrow by
you do. You're 100%. You're violating a mitzvah, but you have a choice. One of the mitzvahs can get violated.
And the fact that he has the earning capability later?
Again, now. He has a mitzvah now.
You can delay it for certain reasons.
Who's delaying? That's because he has to do another mitzvah. That's because he's obligated another mitzvah.
He waited this long already without.
That's not, you don't do that with mitzvahs. I'm sorry. It's a constant chiyuv.
Mr. Pidyon says that you have to do the pidyon 30 days after he's
born, right? Or later.
It says or later?
Well, that's the halacha, that you can do it all.
I'm not from the Torah, that's what the Torah says.
I don't know where the source is, but you can do it later, is the halacha.
Okay.
I don't know. That's the halacha. Just like a father can do the bris after 8 days.
Yes, but on Shabbos, they can be mechal Shabbos, as a matter of speaking, to do a bris
mitzvah. Shabbos is not shleim bismano.
But bismano.
So what does that got to do with anything?
I'm wondering if
Binyan Ben. No, Binyan Ben is not Daicha Shabbos.
Why doesn't it?
Because the Torah doesn't allow it to be Daicha Shabbos. We have a pasuk that says Mila is Daicha Shabbos. Yeah, Binyan Mashmini, Binyan Mephilip Shabbos. Now, whether Binyan Ben is Daicha Shabbos to begin with, because biblically there's really no history in doing a Binyan on Shabbos, but that's not the point now. Biblically, I can take money and hand it to somebody on Shabbos. It's a drabonim. But we keep drabonims also.
That was my question.
Fine. Don't think of my advice. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin shimhoi loy chamisha banim b'chamish nashim. A guy had five b'chayrim, if that's the correct word. Never know if it's b'chayrim or b'chayrois. Because sometimes the Mishnah, Masechta is called Masechta's b'chayrois. But on the other hand, we say pidgin b'chayrim. So I have no idea. I don't know. Dik-duk. All I know is that whichever way you say it, somebody will tell you, huh? Okay, so I don't know. Whatever it is, how do I know if you have five of them from five different women, which means each one is a firstborn to their mother. Obviously, only one is a firstborn to the father. Shechayev lived this kulam. Tamar loy mekol b'chayr, kol b'chayr b'necha timta. Oh, even more than one. How can a person have more than one b'chayr? If it's a b'chayr, to the mother, not to him. In fact, the Gemara b'shita, the peta rechem talu rachmana. The Torah identifies a b'chayr that needs pidgin as the one who opened the womb. So obviously it goes by mother. Why do I need a pasuk of kol b'chayr b'necha timta? And for the Gemara, mal d'teim enelo b'chayr b'chayr minachlo. I would think that by pidgin haben of the child, you need both. That the pasuk says peterechem, and we also learn it out from inheritance, where there it is his first bechor. So we would think that the chiyah pidgin haben is only if it's the father's and mother's firstborn. Ma'alahalon reishis aynoi, avkan reishis aynoi, the beginning of his strength, which means his firstborn. Kamash malan, no, that we don't compare the two, and we say b'chor of pidgin haben is solely dependent on the mother, not on the father. Rashi. Dr. Rashi? No Rashi. No Rashi. The father's b'chor gets nachla. Only. Gets pishnayim. Every child gets nachla. Every boy gets nachla. But the oldest one gets pishnayim, and it's only if it's his b'chor, not her b'chor. Nothing to do. Even the mother's properties, let's say the woman is single, her oldest does not get pishnayim. Pishnayim is only in the father, not in the mother. It's a Gemara and Baba Basra.
Well, Peter Rechem is written by b'chor?
Correct. I don't know. See, obviously, I'm not talking to you. You're a chashev, you're a young man. I'm not, chas v'shalom, insulting you. But for those people who say, Kadesh and Hoye Kiviyacha every morning, it says it the fairest in the pasuk.
Okay, so the question,
so again, doesn't have it here on the side. So, again. No, it's not on the side, it's in the sitter. Right, but you put on tefillin, there's two paragraphs there. One says, Kadesh li kol b'chor, and they saw Peter Rechem, right there. And one is what it says on the side of the sitter. So we're interested in the one that you say, as some people say, every morning. But I mean, I'm sure I'm not trying to chas v'shalom say anything bad. I'm just trying to say it's in the sitter.
But the point I'm saying is that he's Petrarechim. The name Petrarechim.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to say, oh, it's not just Petrarechim?
Correct.
But why?
We do that a lot of times. We learn now from Xavier Shavu that it's more than Petrarechim. It's Petarechem plus. It's not undermining the Pasuk, because the Pasuk didn't say just Petarechem. The Pasuk said it has to be a Petarechem, which means even though Nachla does not have to be a Petarechem, this would have to be a Petarechem. I don't know, he's asking, what he's trying to ask is, what he's asking, is that the Torah wrote Betarechem, what right will we have to add that it also has to be the father's firstborn? Pasuk didn't say that. That's what Rabbi Abraham is asking.
He had this question.
No, I did not have this question at all.
Because
I knew the answer right away. And nothing wrong. I didn't have to have every question. Many questions I don't think about. There is a part, if I hope I remember this, there's a part from Reb Chaim that they say that by Mitzrayim, I think the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch that a Bechor La'Aim has to fast, not a Bechor La'Av, am I right? In the Tainus Bechairim. Is it Mishnah Berurah here? I thought only one of the two have to pass. My mistake. I have to reconstruct the part. I don't remember it offhand. Right, it's Bein Bechor Me'av, Bein Bechor Me'em. Right. Okay, I don't remember that.
So,
yes.
My question then is, okay, so maybe you learn that, maybe you need both. What is the Tumash Mawar?
That you don't need both.
Who said that?
The Brisa. From the word Kol Bechor B'Nechotivta tells me that a person can have more than one. And the only way he can have more than one is if it's a mother's Bechor, not his. He can only have one firstborn.
To get the
we're not talking about Pishnaim here. That was just brought in as an aside. Okay, this is what happens when you confuse people. Now, again, we're talking only about Pidyon HaBen. Let's not try to learn Kol Torah Kula Ragalachas. It's impossible. So let's stick to what we're talking about. Petarechem for Pidyon HaBen. The question was, do you also need him to be righteous? I know the answer is you don't. That's all. What would be the Havamina? We would learn it out from Nachla that you would need him to be his and hers. Kamash Malon, you only need hers, not his. Because the pasuk said Kol, you can have multiple.
If a mother has Bechor, Petarechem, she remarries because her husband died.
Makes no difference. She only has one. And for every human being can only have one firstborn. You can't have a second firstborn. It's not.
The question is, does anybody fast for this child?
Life. We're not talking the Hilchos Tainus B'chayrim. That's how we're for Hilchos Pesach, including Pidyon HaBen. There's no Pidyon HaBen. We're not getting out. I told you, we're not covering. We can't do this. We have to stick. Yes.
There's an Indian of something called
Lengavi.
Lengavi, this didn't move. Lengavi, that didn't move.
It's 100%.
Lengavi didn't.
Exactly.
Lengavi what?
Lengavi
this, Lengavi that, Lengavi,
Okay. We're learning Hilchos Pidyon HaBen now. We had 10 lines of Pidyon HaBen, and now we move on. I just have to say, we're not covering Kol Torah Kula one shot. L'lam de Taira, Frank de Gemara, Manoah, Dichsiv l'imatam oisim es b'neichem, period. Says l'lam de Taira, a father has to teach his son Taira, the Ferish and Pasuk. L'imatam oisim es b'neichem l'daber bam. By the way, we say this in Kriya Shema every day. L'imatam oisim es b'neichem l'daber bam. What a child father did not teach his child, he is mechuyev to teach himself. That is a different pasuk. That is a pasuk of Ushmartem la'asaisam. You should learn Torah. You should know what to do. Let me explain. There are two mitzvah. This is the word that the Achronim say. I'm just speaking it out without giving it a name because it seems pretty accepted by everybody. There are two mitzvahs in Talmud Torah. One is to know Torah, and one is to learn Torah. The zechiyah of limud haTorah, to learn Torah, whether you know Torah, whether you don't know Torah, you can know everything, you still have to learn Torah. Then there's a chiyuv of knowing Torah. Knowing Torah is limatam oisam ushmartam lasaisam. Know what you're doing. You have to know what to do, and without learning, you won't know what to do. So there's a chiyuv to know what to do. That's limatam oisam ushmartam lasaisam. A father has a chiyuv, and we're going to get involved in this. I'm going to try to stay away from this as much as possible. But the way we got Makabu from Rabbi's side is a big machloikas achreinim. Is the father has a chiyuv to teach his kid Torah so the kid should know what to do. Which means he has to teach him the matamah, teach your son, he should know what to do. If the father didn't teach him, he has his own obligation to figure out what he has to do, so he has to learn to know what to do. This is besides, everybody has a mitzvah to learn Torah whenever he can. That's a separate mitzvah. Of Agisa Bayayim and Velayla, or whatever that mitzvah is. But it's a second mitzvah, it's a second part of a mitzvah. So Talmud Torah has two parts. One to learn to know what to do, and one to learn to learn. So, till you know everything, you have both mitzvahs. Once you know it all, then you only have one mitzvah, but it's okay. It's fine. We'll get to worry about it when we get there. But that's not the what they're saying. So the father is a chiyuv to teach his son. If not, the son has to do it himself because he has a possibility. You have to know what to do. Rashi. So Rashi, the chsivli matam kroachrino. It's a different pasuk. It's not the pasuk of the matam aysam as b'neichem. The matam aysam u'shmartam la'saisam. So Rashi says, that's a different pasuk. That's a pasuk to know what to do. So a child is mechuyev to do that. Now, the Rambam says a very interesting word here. The Rambam says when his father doesn't teach him, he's mechuyev to teach himself l'kshiyakir. Doesn't say when he becomes a gadol. He says l'kshiyakir. Now, the Chinuch says l'kshiyakir v'yagdo. The Rambam only says the word l'kshiyakir. So this opens up a major tumult in the Achrayim. Can a katan who is 11 have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah? Because the Rambam says l'kshiyakir, but he can reckon it, but he can do it. The Rambam doesn't say l'kshiyakdo. Someone is saying no katan can have an obligation. You can't obligate a katan. He's not a chiyuv of mitzvahs. What the Rambam means is after his bar mitzvah, he still has to know how to learn. He has to figure it out. He needs an art scroll. If his father didn't teach him, how is he going to figure it out? So he needs Yagdo, also Yakir. Because without Yakir, you're not going to get anywhere. That's what someone is saying. Others want to say, big Akraidim, no, that this is an exception to the rule that here a Kutton can become Chayiv to teach himself as soon as he's capable, even if he's not 13 yet. So Shaila had to learn the Rambam. We'll leave it for that. Just mention that on the way. That's all. Right.
But there's no Iker Mitzvah for the Seaboard that have the kids learn.
Doesn't say that. No. Doesn't. There's no Chiyuv on Bezen to make sure. It said this was a Takanas Yeshua Magamba. The Gemara Baba Basra, which we had once upon a time, has a Gemara that says that Yeshua Magamba had fixed this problem. Used to be, whoever had a father, the father taught his kid how to learn. Whoever didn't have a father, nobody taught him how to learn. Came along Yeshua ben Gamla. They said, this can't go on. And he made the school system. He obligated every city to have... He made the school system. He made a system where you mechuyev to have a Tanakh Shabbat Rabbam place in the city for all children. That was his takana. He was a Kohen Gadol, Yeshua ben Gamla. We learned about him. His wife, Marcia Basbaisis, paid the king to make him Kohen Gadol. It's a whole story. But that doesn't make a difference. He made this takana. He made this takana of a takana Yeshua ben Gamla. Shilimolahi nishtak ha-tayra mi-Yisrael, the Gemara says in him. He saved Tyra by making this takana. So I heard from my Rebbe, because once you brought it up, I have to speak up my Rebbe, even though it's off the subject. I heard from my Rebbe, what do you mean, nishtak ha-tayra mi-Yisrael? How many Yisraelim are there? Baruch Hashem. Right people have fathers. They were teaching them Torah. The problem was the kids that didn't have a father, right? So why is it saying Nishtak HaTayim Yisrael? The Rebbe said it's a raya that kids are not learning. That forgets a chelik HaTayim is going to... This is called Nishtak HaTayim Yisrael. If there would be a group of people not learning, that's Nishtak HaTayim Yisrael. Even though it's only a very small minority. Doesn't make a difference. There are kids that don't have an access to Torah. How can you leave kids without an access to Torah? That's Nishtak HaTayim Yisrael. Yes. I can't hear you.
When Ross was talking to me, he was talking all the time. He said, Where's Oriyasa?
That's true, but that's different here. It's talking about fathers. The Gemara says fathers were teaching their children. There were those who didn't have fathers. So because of that, he made this takana. Okay, let's go back.
The fathers grew up without parents. They also didn't know how to learn.
No, but they had a kid to teach themselves when they got older.
So the problem was that they wanted to fix schools so that the kids had the kid when they were 13 to learn anyways, right?
To try, yeah, as soon as they could figure it out.
He was worried about the kids under 13.
He was worried. You're bringing up a point. He might have been worried about the kids that turn 13 and have no father. They still have no way to learn. That's hard. Could be. Frank the Gemara.
Rebbe, this bunch of again, I don't think Chinese should be
glorified.
Why is this? But that is,
isn't
it going to
mitzvos? No. The Daber Bam. I know, but let's read the Pasuk of the Matta Marisim as Benechem. See, the problem is, take a sitter instead of the side of the art scroll. It says, L'mata Marisim as Benechem, L'daber Bam. What's L'daber Bam mean? Zuck the Gemara and Brachas Dabjit Gimelam is Beis. That it means Tyra. Yes.
The Kana of Rabbi Yashvin Gamla devolved on Tzibur, not on children.
No, of course not. They can't do it. Somebody asked me a question. If the father doesn't teach his kid Tyra, is there a Chiyuv on Besim like there is by Mila? That was his question. So I answered him, without Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla, no. He instituted that takana.
And the deer and this and that, the other thing. Was that him?
What?
The deer, raised up the deer, made the partner, etc.
No. I don't know what you mean. Meaning, Midoraisa, all I'm saying is like this. So far we had three mitzvahs. Mila, if the father didn't do, somebody else had to do. Pinyan Aben, if the father didn't do, nobody did till the kid did it himself. There's no mitzvah, this we talked about yesterday. You adopt the kid, you do Pinyan Aben, you don't do Pinyan Aben, we didn't get involved, we just left it hanging.
You said a story.
I said that they did it. But now, the third mitzvah was Talmud Torah. Somebody asked here, I believe it was Rabbi Brahm, that wanted to know if the father doesn't teach the kid Torah, does Bezin have a chiyuv to teach him Torah? So I said no, till Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla came along and made the takana. That's all I said. Right. Don't think of my right.
Gotta
learn Torah.
It should have been before Ura.
And you can write all these things. I have to learn Gemara. Frank the Gemara, Eman Alan Loy Mechaiva. How do I know a woman doesn't have to teach her kid? And I'm going to learn like the Ran. Again, remember we had this with Tifta Tipada. The word limatem means two things. Teach and learn. Limatem can be teach. Matem oisim is benechem. Limatem oisim is the same word, and it means learn. So limatem has two meanings. Learn and teach. So we say, kosher mitzvah lomoid, mitzvah lelamed. Anybody has to learn on their own is mechuyev to teach. Kosher ain't a mitzvah lomoid, ain't a mitzvah lelamed. And a woman is not mechuyev to learn on her own, which we still haven't proven yet. But that's the fact. Therefore, since she doesn't have to learn, she doesn't have to teach her kid. Who said that a woman doesn't have to learn Torah? Maybe a woman should have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah also. By the way, it's not mitzvah saseh shazman grama Talmud Torah. It's always. And for the Gemara, the simply matam v'limatam, the same pasuk that says kol shacherim mitzvah lelamdai mitzvah lelamdas atzmai. Those who others have to teach themselves. Kol she'ein mukharcherim mitzvah lelamdai ain achem mitzvah lelamdas atzmai. And since others don't have to teach the girl, she doesn't have to learn herself. Uminayin she'ein achem mitzvah lelamda. Amikra b'matam aysim es b'neichem v'loy b'neseichem. So to review again, we did this yesterday by Pinyin Aben. The Torah said, teach your son. That tells me you don't have to teach your daughter. So that fact is established. No question. It's the Torah. Matam Isaac as Benechem. Benechem Veloy Benesechem. That means you don't have to teach your daughter. Once you know you don't have to teach your daughter, the Torah says, teach and learn in the same pasuk. Anybody that has to be taught has a chiyuv to learn. Anybody that doesn't have to be taught does not have a chiyuv to learn. So a woman has no chiyuv to learn. And anybody that has a chiyuv to learn has a chiyuv to teach. A woman has no chiyuv to learn because she had no chiyuv to be taught, so therefore she has no chiyuv to teach. And that's how we learn out that a woman is part of the Talmud Torah. Yes, doctor.
So this seems to be a blanket statement. In which case, where do we get the concept that a woman is obligated to learn the mitzvah?
So we can get there.
Okay.
We'll get there in a minute. Yes.
I just want to know in terms of the basic. So, they have no view.
Okay, so the answer is as follows. There are two things that are going on. Number one, a woman is not chayav in Talmud Torah. But a woman is chayav to keep mitzvahs. She has to keep Shabbos. She has to keep kashrus. She has to keep tarsa mishpacha. She has to keep, there's a lot of mitzvahs she has to keep. Like, all 601 out of 613 mitzvahs. So she's mechuyev to know the halachas of those mitzvahs, not because she's a chiyuv to learn, but she has to know what she's doing. That's a chiyuv. I'm not finished yet. That's the chiyuv that a woman has. It's not a chelik of Talmud Torah. It's a chelik of mitzvahs. If you have a chiyuv to eat, keep kashrus, that means you have to know the halacha. Besides the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you have a chiyuv to know what halacha in order to do the mitzvah. Right? This is the shaila. This is the Beis Yosef's answer on the kasha. Why do women make a bracha on Talmud Torah every morning? Rabbi Warby, you're going to have to give me 2 minutes. Why do women make a bracha of Talmud Torah? They're not chayav in Talmud Torah. So why do they say Birchas HaTorah every morning? So the Beis Yosef says that since they have to learn their halachas, even though they're not learning it because of Talmud Torah, but they have to learn those halachas, and that happens to be Torah, so therefore they make a bracha of Lasik B'Divrei Torah. That's the Beis Yosef answer. Now, that's our halacha in Kiyum HaMitzvahs. They have to know what to do. They have no mitzvah to learn as learning. Now, the Beis Yaakov movement was a new movement. Once upon a time, mothers taught their daughters whatever they needed to know to function, right? Because they didn't have to know halachas of 601 mitzvahs, either the wheat, by the way. They didn't have to know, only had to know the mitzvahs that were negayah them. Mothers who learned it from their mother were able to teach their kid how to kasher a chicken, how to keep what halachas not to do on Shabbos, what the halachas of Taras and Mishpacha are, the basic halachas that every person needed to know. And when a woman ever stumbled into a shayla, she had a husband who had a rav who would ask him the shayla. That would be the way Kali Yisrael operated. The Takana de Beis Yaakov movement was because of enlightenment. Because of the enlightenment movement, women were exposed to things they had never been exposed to. And they said to themselves, what a world out there. There's so much to offer, and we're being kept in dark ages. So the Beis Yaakov movement was made to show the women that Torah is not dark ages. Torah is enlightenment, and everything else is dark ages. That was Beis Yaakov. It had nothing to do with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Women have no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Yes?
So, not from the halacha. Let's say that a woman has to know about the mitzvah of open up the show tomorrow and look and learn the shocking times and the boxing.
If that's the only way she can figure out that law, that's what she should do. But Baruch Hashem, women do not learn shocking times. They can learn it from an English book that somebody prints for women to know. Yes. Women have to know the halacha, whatever it takes to know the halacha. Today they made it easier for men and women. They print the English book because men also can't learn shach and taz.
When it comes to the Bechas Torah, the woman does it. When a man does Bechas Torah, but he doesn't learn Torah, he's the Bechal Vatala. Women don't learn every day.
They do. Same way you do every morning. Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yoshem Panav Elechem Yichunecha, Yidvarim Shalom Shir. You do this every day. You learn every day. They learn every day. They do.
You're right, sir.
Yeah. Rashi. Acherim? No, I don't think about Acherim. I don't think it's on that. Yeah, Acherim Ha'av, the father. Okay. Don't think about the Tanna Rabbana. Hu Lumoid Ubnoi Lumoid. The guy has to learn, and his son has to learn. He has a chiyuv Talmud Torah, and his son has a chiyuv Talmud Torah. Right. So what should he do? He can only one guy can go learn. Somebody's got to work. Somebody's got to earn a living. And they both have chiyuvim of limud Torah. Father is mechuyav to teach his son Torah. It means the son doesn't know everything he has to know by now. And the father mechuyav to learn himself. He also has to know what to do. What? Who goes first? So we had a rule called Mitzvah Shemigufo Yadav, right? We had that rule. Now let's go. Who lumad ibnai lumad, who kaid ibnai? Mitzvah Shemigufo Yadav. It's again, the father has two mitzvahs. They're both his mitzvahs. He has a mitzvah to teach his son, and he has a mitzvah to learn himself.
Then he has a mitzvah to support his family also?
Again, one of the two have to work will support the family. If his son works, the family will be supported. Let me reword it. He has enough money to support his family and go learn. But then his son won't be able to go learn. He can't afford to both go learn. Should he stay home and send his son? Should he go and let his son worry about himself? Doesn't say. It makes no difference. Makes no difference. But obviously, he's gonna. If he goes to learn, his son's not gonna starve, right? He has a mitzvah to teach his son. He has a mitzvah to learn himself. What should he do?
This is not Lamed, this is Lomo.
So
the son, he's not teaching the son.
Well, hold on a second. If he's sending his son to learn, he's teaching his son. Sometimes you teach your son by sending him to school. Your Yaitzi Yechiv will Lamed his B'nai by sending him to school. Which mitzvah should he do? Dr. Gemara. Who kind of B'nai? Mitzvah Shemigufai. Which means, it's a mitzvah that pertains to him. It's not like a bigger chiyuv. Both are the same chiyuvim, same mitzvah saseh. But one pertains to himself, that goes first. If his son is, I don't know, what is our chiyuv?
Diligent and bright.
And he'll remember it better. So he's the better investment. So that's not arguing a mitzvah shebegufo yadav. It's just saying that sometimes they're not equal. One can accomplish more than the other. Rashi? Ahaya b'nai zaris, v'av raya sheyatzliach mimenu, v'ein lo esipuk nechassim, he doesn't have enough nechassim, sheyalam yilmudu shneyem, yilmud b'nai, v'hu yatriach achem mezaynez, v'yaspikenu, he should work and support his son. Kiha. And now the Gemara brings a story. Now, since this is a story, questions of the story will be a kasha on a maisa. So let's first read the story. Yeah. The Rabbi Yaakov Bereid, the Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Yaakov, the son of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Shadri Avua l'kamed Abaya. His father sent, Rav Acha bar Yaakov sent his son, Rav Yaakov, to lure him by Abaya. Kiyasa, when he came back, Chazit l'av v'chazit l'shishmaitza. He saw that the kid didn't really have the sharpness. Kid was good, but he wasn't good enough. Amar, he said, Ano adif naminach. I can learn better than that. So why should I send you to yeshiva? I'll go to yeshiva. I have a mitzvah to learn myself. You have a mitzvah to learn. I see you're not as good as me. Fact. Not an insult, just a fact. So, Tuvat, you sit here. That I'm going to go learn in yeshiva. Now, that's the story that we wanted. That part of the story is to prove you send the better person to yeshiva. He thought the son was better than him, found out that the son is shvacher, said, so let me go learn. You stay here. Rashi? Bei Rabbonim, Bei Samedrish, Rochot, Min HaYishuv Hava. It was a Bei Samedrish that was not in town. He sent him away. Came home, Ben Azmanim. He saw that it wasn't as good. So he said, why should I? You go, I'll go. That's the story we wanted. But once we bring the story, we bring the rest of the story. Now, the rest of the story has nothing to do with the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. But it is a very difficult story to understand. I'm going to read the story. I'm going to try to explain it to like the Mashal explains it, to answer the questions before they jump on me. Shama Abaye the Kavasi. Abaya heard Rav Acha bar Yaakov was coming to town. Havahi mazik, ahu mazik be Rabbanan, Abaya. There was this creature that was a mazik. He was a demon, for lack of a better word. What does Arshkel call him?
Demon.
There was a demon who resided in Abaya's base medrash. The Chava Island betray Avila Biyamam Avimistiki. If two people came in together to base medrash and that's all there was, this demon would hurt him. He's a dangerous demon. He lived in the base medrash and nobody could get rid of him. Amalahu. So Abaya hears Rav Acha bar Yaakov is coming. So Abaya tells everybody, Loilesiv Loinish Yashmiza. Don't give him a place to sleep. To force him to sleep in the base medrash. Efshe the Mizrakash Nisa. Maybe a nace will happen, and he'll be saved from the demon, and he'll get rid of the demon. Notice the word efshar. Maybe. All bas bahu bei rabbanon. So, Rav Acha bar Yaakov came to town. Nobody offered him a place to stay, so he went to sleep at the base medrash. Idmele, the demon came to him, kitanina de shiva rashvase, like a snake with seven heads. Kokriya de Karaf, any bowing that Abaya did, Nasser Chadresha, one of the heads fell down. And the demon died. So he bowed down seven times. This is the story. And as he bowed down each time, one of the demon's heads falls off. And after seven bowings, the demon is dead. Amunu l'machar, so the next day he tells the Beis Medrash people, Elias, Rakash Nisa Sakantin, you know, I wouldn't have had a miracle yesterday. I was in danger. That's the story. Frek de Masha. How does Abaya put him there? Maybe you'll have a miracle, and maybe you won't. How do you put him in a place with seven demons? And the next morning he nonchalantly says, oh, I'm happy it was a miracle last night. If not, I would have been in great danger. Hello? He could have been screaming. How did you guys put me here? Zok de Masha. To Noiridike Masha. Zok de Masha that Abaya was 100% sure that Rav Acha bar Yaakov was going to get touched by that demon. But he didn't know. Would it be because Rav Acha bar Yaakov davened? And that doesn't need an ace. That's teva, that when you daven, things happen. Or would he need an ace? Worst case, he would need an ace. But he was sure would get an ace. He just didn't know if he needs an ace. So he said, Epsher the Mizrachish Nisa. Maybe he'll have to have an ace. Worst case scenario. He might not even need an ace. And the davening is not an ace. Dr. Mashal being answered by davening is not an ace. That's Keva. That's how the Rebbeinu Tam made the world. It's about Shaw hearing Zeus right here. He came, the demon came, he davened. He didn't have an ace. He davened. Kara, he bowed down. He was in the middle of davening. Some want to say, he bowed down by beginning of Avos, end of Avos, by them, a time Shemcha, three times by Yisrael Shalom. Seven bowing down. Next morning, he didn't want to say that he killed him with his tefillah. Women would brag. He said, oh, how was that? Did I have a nice last night? What? No, but it would be his davening. Not everybody's davening works this way. It's teva for people that daven. But he didn't want to tell people, oh, my Shmanesri did it. So he said, oh, I had a nace last night. He didn't want to give himself that credit that it was that. But this mashra is a noyudika mashra that says that tefillah is not an ace. Tefillah is teva. It's right here in Kedushin. That tefillah works is nothing to do with nace. It's teva. You daven, Hashem listens. Now, it depends who davens, depends how you daven, depends a lot of things. Good question. The rest of the questions I don't. This is the Matras Pshat, this Gemara. Yes, Doctor.
But it would seem that Maharsha has to say that, in that otherwise, and Abaya would have had to know that, otherwise there would have been a violation.
That's what bothers the Maharsha.
Yeah.
That's his kasha. He says, how can Abaya do this?
Right.
So therefore, the Maharsha says his answer. But if the Maharsha wouldn't say the answer, I would blame Shver. I wouldn't build this society that Tfilah works automatically without an ace. I would have sent five other truths and maybe. But the Mashah says it. This is the Mashah. That's all I'm trying to say. No offense. But if the Mashah says it, it gives them a lot more credibility than if Yitzchak Margaret says it.
I don't know. I think you would have said it because you had no choice.
Yes, and I would have said that if you're allowed to ask for an ace at times, I would come up with other answers as well.
But then you wind up with, you know, putting, you know, your foot next to the hole of a snake and this and that and the other thing.
Again.
It has to be Tevin.
Again, if you think it has to be, I'm happy. All I'm saying is the Masha says it. To me, it's the Masha, and that means more than if I would have said it. That's all.
Why do you think that it was going to be dominant or learning that was going to cause
it? No learning.
No,
learning. They did no. This is not learning during Chazar Shashat. No. You can't learn when you're supposed to daven. Reb Chaim Tiesky says that somebody's Mavis Sedra during Chazar Shashat, he wasn't yet to be Mavis Sedra. If you're Mavis Sedra during Chazar Shashat, you weren't yet to be Mavis Sedra.
They said, don't let him come to the
Beis
Medrash.
So that's not true. Don't offer him a place to stay, force him to stay in the Beis Medrash.
Right, or force him to stay.
Oh,
there's no shul.
There's no, this is the shul.
Yeah, this is all.
It was at night. Sleep time.
It's not a short time.